How did a Haynes attraction join the ranks of Stonehenge, the Roman Colosseum, and the Great Wall of China? From KHNS, Tara Bicknell has the story.
A 19-foot, 8-inch tall hammer that stands in front of Main Street's Hammer Museum in Haynes is now part of an online ad campaign for a new granola bar that celebrates a world of big things. Dave Paul is founder and owner of the Hammer Museum. He's also the brains behind the gigantic hammer, which is made from a spruce tree, fiberglass, and some styrofoam.
Well, it started with an email from an ad agency in New York who said they were interested in using the big hammer there in Haynes for their Big Nut Bar ad campaign.
The Haynes Museum already has worldwide connections. The oldest hammer among its collection of more than 1,500 hammers comes from Egypt and dates back to 2500 BC. Museum staff says it could have been used to help build the Great Pyramid, which also made the Big Nuts list.
We're actually in pretty good company here, and it really shows the different cultures between North America and Europe. For instance, the company that the big hammer had in North America was a giant chainsaw and 11-foot-tall motorcycle. In Europe, they feature Stonehenge, and in Asia, there's the Great Wall of China.
Paul says the inspiration to build the colossal hand tool was not to compete with the Taj Mahal, just to get a little attention.
You know, we had people just walking down the street really not paying much attention to us, and the big hammer seems to grab their attention.
Paul says he's still waiting to try the Big Nut Bar. After all, it helped put his big hammer on the map. Or maybe it's the other way around.
It'd be nice if they'd send us a case of Big Nut Bars that we can hand out, I guess. You'll notice on the ad it says that the creator of the big hammer deserves a Big Nut Bar. I'm still waiting. I guess it kind of makes you wonder who the big nut really is.
Reporting from member station KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell in Haynes.